Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, December 30th. You'll be interested to know, 38 years ago, today, in 1986, the British government announced the replacement of canaries with electronic sensors as early warning detectors of carbon monoxide in coal mines, marking a significant advancement in mining safety and highlighting the shift towards more modern, reliable methods for protecting workers from hazardous conditions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect shoulder-to-head-high, west-northwest gram swell with occasional overhead high sets on Monday, remaining glassy in the morning with light offshore winds. Tuesday will feature chest-to-shoulder-high mixed swells, also glassy in the morning with light offshore winds. On Wednesday, expect chest-to-shoulder-high swells in the morning, dropping to chest-high sets in the afternoon with similar glassy morning conditions. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 4 to 7 feet until noon. After that, it turns fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide when the east-southeast swell is 4 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 6 foot at 8 a.m. with a minus 1 foot low tide just before 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 46 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing up by mid-morning and becoming partly sunny later, with a high near 62 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 10, with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 48. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog early Tuesday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 67. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 48. New Year's Day looks sunny and warm, reaching a high near 69. Thursday and Friday will also be mostly sunny with highs around 71 and 70. Nights remain partly cloudy with lows near 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new law taking effect on January 1st expands the definition of grave disability in San Diego County, allowing law enforcement officers and designated first responders to make critical decisions about involuntary detentions. Signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, Senate Bill 43 broadens the criteria to include severe substance use disorders and personal safety issues. Attorney Mike Phillips expressed concerns about the law's impact on civil liberties, emphasizing that many individuals may not have access to necessary services. Additionally, the county anticipates about 1,500 new detentions annually, raising questions about resource adequacy for treatment facilities. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Washington Commanders, now 11-5, edged out the Atlanta Falcons, who fell to 8-8 in a thrilling overtime clash, winning 30-24. Jaden Daniels was spectacular, throwing for 3 touchdowns, including the game winner to Zach Ertz. Despite Bijan Robinson's 82 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns, the Falcons couldn't hold their lead. Daniel's gritty performance secured the Commanders a playoff spot. Meanwhile, tonight on Monday Night Football in Santa Clara, the 13-2 Detroit Lions visit the San Francisco 49ers, who stand at 6-9. Detroit aims to clinch the NFC's top seed, riding high on Jared Goff's explosive play. The 49ers, marred by injuries, look to salvage pride, with their makeshift offensive line set to be tested. In local sports, on Saturday, the Bolts secured a playoff berth with a dominant 40-7 victory over the New England Patriots. Justin Herbert dazzled with 3 touchdown passes, while Ladd McConkey set a Chargers rookie record with 8 catches. Los Angeles outgained New England 428-181 yards. In hockey last night, the Kings beat the Flyers 5-4 in Los Angeles. Anze Kopitar was spectacular, netting 2 third-period goals. Adrian Kempe and Warren Fogle also scored, sealing the win. The Kings now boast a 21-10-5 record, keeping the momentum alive in the City of Angels. Tomorrow night, they are at home to play the Devils, who are 24-12-6. Meanwhile, the red-hot Cleveland Cavaliers, sitting at 27-4, face the Lakers, boasting a 13-18 record, at Crypto.com Arena. Donovan Mitchell leads Cleveland with 23.6 points per game. The Cavaliers aim to extend their 6-game winning streak against a Lakers team fighting to bounce back. The Lakers' Anthony Davis averages 26 points and 12 rebounds. In top news, when it comes to grooming, leaving your nose hairs alone is wise. Primary physicians and other ear, nose, and throat specialists emphasize that the nose is delicate, packed with blood vessels and mucous membranes. Tweezing or waxing can lead to infections like folliculitis. Nose hairs serve critical functions, filtering dust and allergens, and maintaining moisture in the nasal passages. Doctors warn that waxing removes essential hairs, increasing the risk of nasal vestibulitis and infection. Instead, opt for rounded scissors or electric trimmers to safely manage nose hair, avoiding unnecessary irritation and complications. In business news, American car buyers are increasingly opting for smaller vehicles as stubbornly high car prices and elevated interest rates shift preferences towards affordability. Sales of models like the Honda Civic and Nissan Sentra have surged by over 23% this year, while large pickup trucks and the midsize SUV have seen declines. The average selling price for a new car exceeds $45,000, pushing buyers to consider smaller options that fit better within their budgets. Brands like Toyota and Honda are benefiting from this trend, offering compact cars and sport utility vehicles at lower price points, appealing to budget-conscious consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 94,000. Ethereum is just over 3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is down 44 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In 2025, we can expect significant advancements in technology that will enhance our daily lives. Smart weather forecasts will be generated by Google's new GenCast model, providing accurate predictions up to 15 days ahead. Additionally, artificial intelligence will expand into personal agents, managing tasks and improving user experience. Crypto investments will become more accessible, while health tracking apps will help users monitor their biological age and longevity. Finally, fully autonomous vehicles will be available for rides through services like Waymo and Tesla. And in entertainment news, Universal's Wicked has officially become the highest-grossing Broadway adaptation in global box office history, surpassing Mamma Mia with a remarkable $634 million worldwide. Starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, Wicked has earned $424 million domestically. Meanwhile, Paramount's Sonic the Hedgehog 3 achieved a franchise record with $74 million in its international debut, significantly exceeding Sonic 2. Additionally, Disney's Mufasa generated $328 million globally, while another Disney hit, Moana 2, has amassed $882 million worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 26th U.S. President, Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, "If you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.